Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.
Now, Ali Ryan is the CEO and founder of Goss.ie, and she's with us here on Lunchtime Live today. Ali, can you just tell us what happened to you over the weekend?
It's been a crazy weekend. Should have been a very positive, very happy weekend. So I got the first dose of the AstraZeneca vaccine, which was incredible news. I am a type 1 diabetic, so I've been deemed as being in a vulnerable category since the pandemic began. So I've literally spent the entire year by myself, isolating, cocooning. It has been a really, really rough ride of a year. But I got a call this week from the HSE asking me to come in, and I went and I got it. And it was important to me that I shared this information online, because someone who has a following, I don't even have that many followers, but I have a bit of a following. I've noticed over the last couple of months that all we're really seeing online are conspiracy theories, people giving out about the vaccine, people saying COVID doesn't exist. So I've kind of taken it on myself to make sure to mention things now and then about the guidelines. And with the vaccine, I was like, right, I'm going to document this. So I put it up that I was going to be getting the vaccine. I got a good few negative comments, even just saying I'd been called. Like, why have you been called? Why are you getting it first? That was kind of the first sort of reaction, because to an outsider, I might look like a young, healthy girl. Mm-hmm. But this is a point I try to drive home a lot this year with COVID. It doesn't matter if someone looks healthy and they look young. They may have an underlying condition. And that's why it was so important that we all kept our distance and we were all following the rules. So then I put up a photo getting the vaccine, and God, the backlash was so much worse. So I'm getting it from two sides now. The first side being, you shouldn't have got the vaccine. My parents should have got it. Why hasn't my aunt, my uncle, my cousin, my child, why haven't they got it? It's not right that you got it. And then on the other side, I have huge amount of anti-vaxxers messaging me saying they hope I get blood clots, they hope I'm going to be infertile, that I'm lying about the vaccine, that I'm promoting something that isn't safe. Right. So that's what it's been like for the last 48 hours.
Right, you've had a tough weekend of it, so by all accounts. And I know, as you mentioned at the outset, Ali, like, this for you was a positive weekend. You've effectively been cocooning. I follow you myself actually on Instagram, and I know it's something you talk about quite frequently, the fact that you've, you know, been really sticking to the rules and the guidelines, because you talk about having an underlying health condition, and for that reason, you know, you're sticking to the rules and the regulations, and you've just been cautious trying to mind yourself.
Exactly. Like, this is the thing. I think everyone should be cautious anyway, whether you don't have a underlying illness or not. But when COVID kind of first came to Ireland, I remember looking into it, and I wasn't initially that concerned because I am young. But then I looked at it and I realized so many diabetics worldwide were not only just getting severely sick, they were also dying. And I have some complications with mine. And it's annoying that I even have to say these things, but I feel like I have to clarify all this. But you know, to be in cohort 4, you have to have a HbA1c above 58. A HbA1c is a blood test that all diabetics get every 6 months. And my HbA1c is over that. Like, I've been hospitalized in the last 6 years just for having a tummy bug, just for getting a temperature. Like, insulin kind of becomes desensitized in my system when I get sick, so nothing will work and I have to be hospitalized. That's happened in the past. So when this all started, I rang my consultant. I was like, am I crazy to be isolating? Like, I'm so young. Should I really be cocooning? And he was like, no, like, you are, like, not, you really can't get this. Like, you're so sick anyway. When you get sick, you don't need this. And I've taken vaccines in the past. I take the flu vaccine every year. I took the swine flu vaccine, which, you know, there was a lot of controversy around that. But you do have to look at the risks and you have to weigh them up yourself. And I think with anti-vaxxers, for example, there's a lot of people saying, you know, my body, my choice. If that's genuinely what you believe, why would you message me saying you hope I die because I decided to get the vaccine? Like, their slogans don't even make sense. And then on the other side of it, having people say that I don't deserve it because I look young, it's just, people are just, I don't know, we're falling into like the absolute death pit of anger and hate at the moment.
I'll come back to the vaccine comment in a moment, but I mean, like, the fact that people were questioning you and whether or not you were entitled, and as you said yourself, I mean, you fall into, that'll be what, the cohort 4, Ali?
Four.
And you have your, you know, your underlying medical condition, and you tick the box to be offered the vaccine. But I mean, how did you feel having to explain all of this? Like, it's terrible that you even had to in the first instance go on and explain your whole underlying medical conditions to all of Instagram.
It was really depressing, to be honest, because I feel like it's also going to deter people. Like, a lot of people messaged me when they saw I was getting a negative reaction. And this is the thing, like, there's so many diabetics I know that actually got theirs weeks, if not months ago. I know people who got them in early March, late February. So a lot of people were messaging me saying, you know, I got the vaccine, but I actually haven't told people. People are honestly scared to tell people because they might be looking a little bit younger. They don't look sick. They're not over 75. So I got a lot of messages like that saying that they were worried. And that really concerns me. And that's why I'm being so open, because the more people that get out there and talk about the positives, the more balanced of an argument we're going to see online. And I'm just not seeing balance at all. I'm seeing it reported on the news, but I'm not seeing influencers, celebrities, people with followings. I haven't really seen them in Ireland come out and be like, this is why the vaccine is good. Obviously, it's going to be up to people what they decide to do. We don't live in a totalitarian state. No one's forcing anybody to do anything. But I do think it's important, and I don't want people to feel worried now about getting the vaccine because they might get hate. Like, I did find it tough having to respond to people, especially because people were trying to make me feel guilty. It wasn't just like, why are you getting it? It was like, my dad suffers from this and he's at home and why should you get it? And that's not fair, because they don't know what sort of year I've had. You know, even when the government were talking to everybody about the guidelines, all the addresses to the nation, you know, they never really spoke about young vulnerable people. It was always the elderly, it was always, you know, families. There was such a huge part of society that I felt were left out in all of those discussions. But there are a lot of other people like me in my age group that haven't seen people. My family don't live in Dublin. I've barely seen them in the last year. Like, I've had to do so much of this on my own. And to be going through even the vaccine by myself, you know, I'm obviously, everyone's nervous getting it. I was nervous. I was nervous how I was going to feel. And to wake up to dozens of messages full of hate, like, it wasn't what I was expecting.
Do you think, has the vaccine judgment in all of this, Ali, gone too far? This idea now, it's a kind of an us versus them, the idea that you have to sort of explain why and how you got the vaccine over somebody else's parents.
Yeah, like, I understand there's a lot of questions and anger at the moment because there's been so many reports of people getting the vaccine and, you know, in inverted commas, skipping the queue. I understand that. But if people are sharing it on social media, they've obviously been invited in by the HSE, and the HSE and the hospitals and the GPs, they have our medical records. So anybody who's getting the vaccine at this moment in time, it doesn't matter if they look like they're 21. They have been deemed high risk, and everyone should be happy that they're getting the vaccine. Not only does it mean that they're safe, like, I am now going to be safe. I know that I won't be hospitalized. I won't die if I get this. I know I could still get it, but, like, my family are relieved. My friends are relieved. And also, I genuinely feel the more people that get vaccinated, the more safe we are in general, and the closer we are to opening up society. So it should only be a positive thing. And the fact that it's turning into such a dark, twisted topic, it should have been something that people saw and went, oh my God, great, they're getting to the diabetics. This is brilliant. Everyone's getting vaccinated now. It's so close to going back to normality. I really feel like that's the way it needs to be. And like I said, I'm worried if this is going to turn off people from either getting the vaccine or talking about the fact that they got it. And the more we suppress that sort of news, all we're going to see is conspiracy theories. All we're going to see is people saying that the vaccine is insane, which, you know, it is.
I have a text in here from a listener who says, your caller is right. I'm high risk as well, but you wouldn't know it by looking at me. I've said to people who are too near me or not wearing a mask that I'm high risk, and I may not look like I am, but it is the case. I do get this as well. And it's hard to ask people to cop on and to keep their distance. When I went to get my vaccine, there were so many people who were younger and a lot younger and fitter looking than me also getting it. You never know what underlying conditions people have. It's 1894 53106 if you want to join us here on the programme. Ali, I just want to go back to one of the points you mentioned about some of the messages you received in the aftermath of, you know, of getting the vaccine on Sunday. People saying stuff to you like, you know, about getting blood clots and talking about fertility and, like, you're a young girl in your 30s. Like, how do you feel when you get messages like that?
Yeah, no, it's horrible. Now, unfortunately, I'm used to kind of getting a bit of hate. I've been in this industry nearly 10 years now, so I've seen bad messages before, but I've never been wished death before, so that was a new one. But it's strange to me that someone would wish that I would get blood clots and die, or wish that I'm going to be infertile. And the thing is, like, I'm not stupid. I'm an educated young woman. I obviously knew taking the vaccine, there are risks, but there's risks with everything. Like, I took an antibiotic last year, and for 3 days, I ended up getting tinnitus from it. It's not even listed as a side effect. That's how rare it is. Things happen all the time. Like, even people listening now, if you look at the back of your Panadol package, you'll probably have a heart attack and you realise the amount of things that can go wrong. Like, obviously, I'm aware of that, but you have to weigh up the risks, you know, and I did, and I'm happy that I took it, and I'm happy that I've shared my story. And even if it's going to anger some people, I hope if it even makes one person a little bit more calmer by taking the vaccine, then I've done my job. And I know that, you know, promoting this is going to save lives, whereas the opposite is not going to save lives. Telling people not to take it and scaring them, thinking they're going to die of a blood clot or they're going to be infertile for the rest of their life. Like, that's not positive at all.
It's not the case as well, yeah. Do you think that we should run social media campaigns, Ali, to try and encourage?
Yeah, I mean, I think I've talked about this before. I think there's been a huge, huge thing missed here by the HSE and the government in terms of communicating to especially younger people. Like, a lot of the messages I'm getting are for people under the age of 45, I can gather from some of the comments I've seen. I think there's a lot of misinformation out there, and you know it's just as much as I do. There's been so much going on Instagram and Twitter, even in the last few days. There's a lot of negative stuff going out there, a lot of conspiracy theories, a lot of people getting riled up. We really need to see other sort of campaigns out there, people in the limelight talking about things positively. And I'm not saying it should only be one way. I just think it needs to be balanced. But honestly, I haven't seen one campaign about getting a vaccine at all targeted at me. So that could be Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, the websites that I read. I haven't once seen one ad from the HSE explaining what AstraZeneca is, explaining what Pfizer is, explaining what groups are getting vaccinated at the moment. It's just nowhere. If there is a campaign, I'd love to know where it is.
But there's adverts certainly running. I know on radio, I've heard it here, even on this station, you know, to say that we've moved from the over 85s to the 80s or whatever, you know.
Yeah, no, there definitely are. And there's a lot of really good media channels that have the kind of campaigns. I've heard them and I've seen them. But I'm talking in general terms. Like, people in my age group are more likely to see something on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter than they are, you know, in primetime media. And a lot of people are ignoring the media at the moment because they don't want to hear bad news. They're honestly getting anxiety tuning into the radio. They're getting scared watching TV at nighttime. They're trying to switch off. And I do understand that. But that's why the government and the HSE need to actively make campaigns that just make sure we're reaching everybody and people aren't scared. Because the problem is, with people coming out giving out about the vaccines, it's creating such fear. And that's why I wanted to come out and be like, look, this is me. I'm a young person. I've taken AstraZeneca. I feel fine. I mean, I had it 24 hours ago. I feel good. Everything's fine. This, you know, it's making me safe. My family are happy. Is one step closer. That's the sort of stories that we need to see.
Okay. All right. Ali Ryan, CEO and founder of Goss.ie. Thanks for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. This listener on the News Talk text line, I'm a type 1 diabetic and haven't heard about getting my vaccine yet. Another listener says it's terrible to hear the abuse that girl suffered over the vaccine, but I have to disagree with her about the need for celebrities and influencers to talk about vaccines. They absolutely should not be giving their two cents. Leave that to the experts. I wonder, do a lot of the influencers and celebrities not talk about it for the same reason we're speaking to Ali today, for fear of the sort of backlash and kind of messages that she was receiving. This listener, I wish my husband could get his vaccine. He's still waiting. He's an underlying health problem, pulmonary hypertension and congenital heart. He's in cohort 4, still no word. His birthday today too at 54, so happy birthday to him. Appalling conduct in social media, says this listener. I thought the begrudger attitude was a thing of the past in Ireland. I definitely do not think so from looking at the News Talk text line. And this listener, your caller is right. I'm a foster mum to a type 1 diabetic and I fully understand where she's coming from. Horrible people looking for attention. We should all be delighted to see so many people getting vaccinated. And Linda has got in touch as well. She says, my heart goes out to Ali. Since hearing the online abuse that she's had to put up with, I've elderly family members not yet vaccinated, but I don't begrudge Ali the vaccine. She obviously needs it as a priority. If anything, it makes me realise that my older family members are not as high as risk as sometimes even younger people.
Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Brought to you by Avant Money. Think you're getting the best value from your bank? Think again.